Studio 360.
As anybody who's even watched the Academy Awards knows, there's a lot that goes into a movie besides acting and directing. Once shooting ends, the jobs for a lot of the crew are just beginning. In come the editors and Foley recording artists and color graders and lots more. With so many separate collaborators along the way, it means that little mistakes can get made. Glitches in the picture or in the audio or continuity. So before they send any new movie out to theaters or release a remastered version of some old TV show, producers want to make sure that the final cut is absolutely perfect. And the only way to do that is to have somebody watch it and watch it again and again.
I watched Transformers 2 at least 15 times.
You picked the wrong planet.
After that.
You picked the wrong planet.
After that.
Star Trek. I'd watched every episode multiple times.
Captain to Enterprise. Captain
in multiple
Enterprise.
Languages.
T. Kirk, Commander
Captain
Enterprise.
To Enterprise.
Captain to
yes,
Enterprise.
Yes, Captain James T. Kirk, Commander
Captain
Enterprise.
To Enterprise.
Captain to yes, Captain James T. Kirk, Commander.
Casey Trela is a musician in Los Angeles, but his day job is being a mastering quality control technician.
Every day, I get up and I drive to a little office park in Burbank, and I watch TV and movies, and I look for mistakes in them for 8 to 10 hours a day.
As part of our series on day jobs, Casey told us about his two very different occupations.
My boss described the way to focus on what we're watching as you're looking at a window and you're trying to find errors in the window while other stuff is happening behind it. You're trying to find things that are like getting in the way of you being able to take in what's happening in the story. So your focus is a little bit more scanning around the screen, looking at edges of frames and looking places where maybe you normally wouldn't. Little blips that just pop up for one frame, like a black dot or a white dot or pink or something that'll just flash up there. Then there's production issues, which I think are my favorite. Those are when a boom mic drops into a shot, or you look in someone's sunglasses and you can see the cameraman. Anything where you can like see the production actually happening a little bit. When we get movies in, I have to watch them multiple times because we'll find errors the first pass. And then there's also just multiple versions of movies where there'll be different edits and they'll be going to different countries and they'll want different things in each one. So I'm just watching the same content with slight variations over and over and over and over again. If you watch something more than once and you know what to expect already, there's a sort of specific fatigue that sets in where you're dreading knowing what happens and you just want to get to the end of it. It's like if you imagine going to the movies and seeing a movie that was fine, like it was okay, but you leave and you're like, I don't need to see that movie again. But then if you were forced to watch it 10 more times, how awful it would feel. So one example, we got in all of the Friday the 13th movies in a row. So I watched the first one.
Killer mommy. Killer. Killer mommy.
And then I watched
Killer.
The second one.
Mother is talking to you. Jason, mother is talking to you.
And the third one and the fourth one. And each time I was watching it 3 or 4 times and I was watching all the special features.
Jason, mother is talking to you.
It made me feel sick watching it towards the end. Literally, it made my body feel bad when I knew I had to watch it. By the end, it's just ingrained in your brain all the elements of this movie. And I was watching them with two of my friends who worked there that moved out here from North Carolina with me. And we were watching them and going crazy together. And we decided to start this band called Happy Campers in 3D. And our music is based around diving maybe too deeply into the world of the Friday the 13th movie series. For example, I wrote a song called Hot Chili that's about this character in the third movie whose name is Chili.
Oh
My God, Shelley is dead. He cried wolf and got eaten by it.
And she gets killed with a hot poker that Jason takes out of the fire. And the song alludes to it by saying that he gave her heartburn.
He took the poker from the fire and he gave me heartburn.
Oh, which I felt really proud of, that stupid joke.
Oh, oh, now I am dead.
I have a band called Tuft with two of my friends that I don't watch movies with. Came out with our first album, and now we're recording new music, and it always feels like we're on the border of doing it full time. One story that kind of relates to work, I guess. I had a song get placed in a TV show, Californication, and I got really excited and was like, oh, I can finally like quit my job because this job has come in. And then we actually ended up getting that show, Californication, at work. So I was just watching each episode of the show at work, hoping that I would hear myself.
Moment between us where everything will be okay again.
Almost like fast forwarding to the end of each one.
I have got...
Like we're just...
Hello, and to dream see if the song was in there. And I never heard myself, so I just sort of put it out of my mind, like they must have cut it out. And I found out later that they did use it, and it was at the end of this episode.
It kind of feels like the end of something. Makes you wonder.
That was the one episode of the season that I hadn't watched at work.
If she was the only thing that was still keeping us together.
Which turned out to be a good thing, because even though it was like a really cool opportunity and did really help me, it wasn't something that I could have like quit my job over. And if I had quit in the Jerry Maguire style way, I probably would have really screwed up my life.
Under my feet, babe, grass is growing, yeah, it's time to move.
That's Casey Trela and Leslie Stevens playing a cover of the Tom Petty song Time to Move On. Casey's band is called Tuft, and you can check out their most recent album, Look Look, at tuftmusic.com. Our story was produced by Tommy Bazarian.